It was 1926 when things were very bad and the general strike, and mother was a war widow at that time and I was the youngest one. And C.M. Allen approached her one day and said, I could do with an errand boy. How about Leslie coming along to clean the windows and take the parcels out on a Saturday morning and of an evening? So I was sent along and had to clean the windows and take the parcels out and did a runabout and that sort of thing, and all for 2 shillings a week. And in those days, we weren't allowed to waste anything. I used to have to stand there hour on hour, tying bits of string together. Those parcels were undone and the string saved. And I had to tie them together, all their various strengths or sizes. And obviously a man that wouldn't buy any string at all, couldn't afford it in those days. And that was that until I was 14. And then Sam Allen said, well, I think you better come into the trade as outfitting and drapery and a bit of tailoring and learn the trade and be apprenticed.
Sam Allen's then were also involved with the undertaking. Yes. in the town. They weren't actually the undertakers as such, but they would... How did it work?
Well, people who's come along, the family of someone passed away, and say to Mr. Allen, now, go and say, well, can you arrange it for us? And he would go down to the house with the undertaker, Mr. Harold Freeman it was in those days, and see to the body and etc. And Mr. Allen then would see what clothes they would want, come back with the order, and then the clothes would be collected, or suits or ladies' clothing and that, and coats and hats. And oftentimes I used to have to go down with a large wicker trolley to the house, deliver them, and then Mr. Allen or someone of the senior staff went along, and usually Mrs. Allen, the ladies, to see that all these things were correct, if they wanted alteration. Or the ladies with their hats, of course, in those days, they had usually had a lot of mauve violets and that sort of thing on their hats. And then I had to go down and fetch some back what wasn't wanted. And then when it came to the day, of course, Mr. Allen used to don his top hat, his black overcoat, and show his cuffs, and walked in front of the funeral cortege with the undertaker. And the cortege, and the funeral's beer that we used, the hand beer, I still have.
It's still, you've preserved it, have you?
I've still got it. And that was made in 1912. And I don't know whether it was made by Clarabets of Bedford, but they were big undertakers in Bedford. And of course, the predecessor of this business before C.M. Allen was William Clarabet, who was a relative of the Clarabets in Bedford, the undertakers.
You left Oney for a while, didn't you?
Ah, yes. I did very well under C.M. Allen. He taught me a lot. And I saw a job advertised, position advertised in Braintree. And I thought, well, it's time when I was 18, 19, I better move on and spread my wings and more experience. So I went then down to a firm called Townrose of Braintree. And they did me very well indeed, there's no doubt about it. They were a good firm, bigger firm, a number of departments. And I finished there as the menswear buyer. And of course, there was shirt department, shoes, children's. It was really, I had a lot of experience there. But unfortunately, the war came about, and of course, that was that. I'd been ill in 1937, and so I didn't pass A1, but then I had to go and do aircraft. And I was aircraft inspection, and went all over the country doing that. And I finished up at Bedford in 1944, and by the making aircraft parts there. And so I came to Mother's and put my knees under Mother's table for a bit.
And C.M. Allen came back into the picture, didn't he?
That's right. And then, of course, the war was finished. And Joan, my wife and child, Joan and Jane. And C.M. Allen said, well, why not come back with me? I said, well, no, I can't come back to Olney. I said, after being to other places. Anyway, I did. We found a nice little house. We settled in it, Joan and I. We didn't have a lot of money. The first year we were here, in 1946-47, it snowed and it snowed, and I think Joan didn't move out of the house for 6 weeks. So that wasn't a very good start.
That was the big freeze-up of 47. Yes, right. I mean, it's cold as we speak today, but not as cold as it was in 47.
We had weeks and weeks of it. Anyhow, that was that, and eventually, of course, I took the business over in 1953-54.
it's retained a traditional feel. You're still gents outfitters. Oh, and yes. I came through the shop and one of your assistants greeted me and they said, oh, you've come to see the governor. You're still the governor. You've not retired from the business.
Well, no, not really. I have to look after the money side of it, to count the money and do the wages. I couldn't retire. I mean, if I packed up completely, I should become a cabbage. I mean, I've been interested in public life all my life. Well, ever since I've been back in Olney and Rotary, and I'm president of the Olney Rugby Club. Been president for 17 years, and it's a great interest. I just can't lie down. I didn't take things easy at all. I've got to be active.
Do you feel a sense of sorrow, perhaps, that there aren't many businesses like Allen's left? You've kept the name Allen's, and it has this traditional business. If I go and buy clothes, probably I end up just picking them off a shelf and nobody serves me. I probably end up having to take them back again because the shirt doesn't fit or something like that. Here you get that proper service, don't you?
Oh yes, yes. It's the young man I've got now is running my men's department. I had him as a boy and he's been trained well. I sent him to Norwich for 18 months and to Wales and to have the corners knocked off, and I brought him up in the old tradition that he knows his job. If anyone comes in for a suit, he's measured properly, or the alterations are done properly, not just helping yourself and just hope it'll do. You're sent out of the shop a satisfied customer, and I'm sorry to say that these shops are disappearing fast, and the multiples and superstores, they call themselves, people just help themselves, but it's all wrong in my opinion. I think that people should go out feeling happy with good expert advice. And we try and still give it.
And so say all of us. Service, that's what it's all about.